Jew. A squat, bald Jew had stepped suddenly out of nowhere, wanting something, because that was the sort he was. He thought himself urbane, and thought he had stepped away from his heritage as nimbly as he had skipped out of a doorway, whereas in fact everything he did, everything he wore or carried, and each affectation revealed his nature, his background, and his ideals. Everything we do, sooner or later, exposes us, Jew, through and through. We may as well sport ostentatious stars of David, speak in the broad accent of the shtetl, name ourselves Israel and Miriam, tuck our synagogues away in the quietest street, and still swastikas appear. Cossacks break down the door. The disgruntled come after us with sharpened blades and assault rifles. Someone at the office passes around the protocols of Zion and asks, "Where are you from?" Really. Notes how good we are with money, with words, but not in praise. We awaken to our pictures plastering the campus, schnoz exaggerated, all but quivering with the rat whiskers of the propaganda posters. Even the left doesn't have our back. The Zionist oppressor abandoned in confrontations like a lost legion. As with poor Avrin of the epigram, our human handshake, fleshy, moist, infectious, awakens a shudder. What can survivors do but survive? We say Kaddish. We continue the work of Tikkun Olam. Easy to kill? We are hard to exterminate.